we try to do outings to different arts events or different locations. We've done a bunch of them, and they're really, really fun. And so it's a way to get out of our space and into the world and into the community and engage with the arts communities. And we travel as a group when we're going on outings. For folks who don't live downtown, going downtown can be a bit overwhelming just with a kind of sensory stimulation and overload, especially, you know, on the subway at rush hour, whatever it is. And so traveling in a group can just help folks feel a bit safer and a bit more confident. I also know, like, I'm shy if I have to go to a new place by myself and be like, am I going to find people that I know? What, you know, how, where's the entrance? Like, it just makes me a bit nervous. So I think traveling in as a group is a way to cut down on some of that anxiety. I think that maybe the first on-site writing workshop we did was probably the AGO, and we were able to get a free tour of the permanent collection. And then they had a room booked for us where we were able to do an on-site writing workshop. So it was a poet, Jeff Latosik, who was running that workshop. And so the theme was ekphrastic poetry and writing poetry that's based on visual artwork. And I got an email from one of the participants because he'd taken a picture, I guess, with his phone, and there was just like a sign, you know, that was sort of very official looking AGO, you know, whatever. And it said, you know, room reserved for Inkwell workshops or something like that. And it was just, it's just that sense of pride. So that was really cool. We did a great one at the ROM. They had an art exhibit called Being Japanese Canadian. So my colleague, as I mentioned, Leanne Toshiko Simpson, she's Japanese Canadian and was able to lead that group and then lead a writing workshop and bring in some of her own family history in terms of the internships that took place and just that really difficult history, but to really, I think, to personalize it in that way and to do it through both through personal experience and personal narrative as well as through art, visual art, I think is extremely powerful. There was a writing workshop on site afterwards, and actually from there we've developed a partnership with the ROM, and we've worked with them a few times since, and we're continuing to look at ways to continue our partnership.